I'm eligible to get a new phone. My company just told me it's time for an upgrade, and if I choose not to do it, I'll be holding the entire world back. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. A very interesting segment coming up. We sat down to do the show, and Christina decided that, you know what, wow, her purse, her bag, her pocketbook, whatever they call it in your part of the country, this big expensive thing, this satchel, was really heavy. And she said, here, see how heavy my bag is. I hurt my back picking up that bag. It was incredibly heavy. My goodness, what is it, a cinder block and a bowling ball in there? So I said, I'd like to know what's in here. So we're going to find out on the air what is in Christina's pocketbook, her purse, her satchel, whatever you call it. I don't know. I don't carry one of these things. Isn't it amazing how women spend, what, like $1,500, $2,000 now on these things? When I was a kid, your mom would go to Woolworths and lay out $7.95 and buy one that would last the next 14 years. Not anymore. These things are huge. These things are big. It's like a two-car garage. There's all kinds of storage space you didn't even think existed. We're going to take a look inside the purse of Christina Staffo and see what she decides she needs to carry around with her all day long. Wow. After that, we will talk about the states with the most expensive prisoners. And then diners. That is a real all-American thing, isn't it? The diner, the all-American diner. There are some great ones that are still out there and that are well worth visiting. So if you're going to be visiting anywhere in the near future, and if you're going to be in these areas, it's worth a stop on by. And you'll get some pretty good mashed potatoes as well, I would imagine. And we start things off this hour with, it's time for my new phone. But I don't know if I really want a new phone. I have one issue with my phone. It doesn't hold a charge. I think I might need a new battery. My wife and I both got, Samsung Galaxy S3s. And I think we're up to like the S6 now. Anybody else with one of these things? Six? We're at six? Christina also has a 3. So she and I are like in the archaic ages here. But anyway, I like my phone. My wife has the S3 and she loves it. So it's been 2 years. I got the email and the text from my provider. Come on in. It's time for that new phone because you don't want to be the one embarrassed at the party by showing your old phone. I've been showing my old phone now for 2 years. I like my phone. Why do I feel compelled to get the new thing? It's like that with everything. But now with this technology stuff, it's even expected that we're going to be out there waiting in the dark of night for the brand new thing, right? Whenever Apple comes out with a new iPhone or a new iPad, we always see the stories of people lined up around the block at these Apple stores. I've been here since Thursday. Well, when does the product become available? Monday, but I want to be the first one with it. Wait a minute. Well, when did you get your last phone? 6 months ago. Well, you still have a 2-year contract. So what are you going to do? You're going to pay to get out of this thing early so you can get something new? Why? So you can play Angry Birds quicker? Does anybody even play Angry Birds anymore? That's very 2011, is it not? But you know what I mean. Whatever this latest, greatest thing is. What was that thing Kate Upton was showing herself over? One of these crazy medieval game things. You know what I mean. It's still a camera. It's still a phone. It's still social media. It's still something to text with. How much more interesting and involved can these things get? Now there's one where your text scrolls along the side of the phone. I think this is a Samsung product, so that you don't have to annoy your date or your friend when you're out somewhere. Don't you hate that? And you're talking to them and they just pick up their phone and they start looking and they're not paying attention to anything that you say. So if I don't get this new phone, I'm being ostracized as being stuck in the past. How many new things lately have failed? How's your Apple Watch doing? How are your pair of Google glasses working out for you? Being that it's brand new and exciting, according to the manufacturer, doesn't mean that it's something that you have to have now. Can we please get a grip of all of this? And if you're that person out there still with your Motor Razr from 2007, good for you. Coming up next, Christina Staffo in her mystery grab bag. This could be fun. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. Do you feel like you're trapped in a perpetual tug of war between your life at work and home? Well, here's some good news.
Professor and author Stuart Friedman discovered that people don't expect what we think. In fact, they expect less.
So you may be the one applying undue pressure. To relieve it, have a meeting with the key stakeholders in your life. Your agenda has three items.
Find out what they really do expect.
Discuss options for meeting those expectations.
Reach an agreement on how you will participate in each other's lives. Think of it as a service level agreement.
You'll come away clearly knowing their expectations. Then you can focus on scheduling your days to meet or beat those expectations. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how open-minded are you? Well, chances are you like to think that you're very open-minded, but the truth is no one is as open-minded as they would like to be. Here's the social science of it. Closed minds are usually the result of what scientists called a confirmatory bias. Now, once upon a time, we were open-minded to just about every issue, but then we made up our minds, and from that point on, we only looked at those things which assured us we had made the right decision. It's just human nature. Now, if something suggests that you're wrong, guess what? Your brain tends to block out this incongruity, and it'll even override your eyes. It's called a scotoma. What's the cheap psych trick? Once minds are made up, it's hard for many people to recognize they may be wrong. But admitting you're wrong, you know what? It really doesn't hurt as much as you think. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.